KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Now checking sports this morning from around the area last night. First in girls volleyball, the Stanton Vi Queens volleyball team ripped off some big runs and ran away from the Cam Cougars in a 3-0 sweep Wednesday night in Stanton. That was a match heard here on KJAN. The Vi Queens jumped out to a 6-1 advantage to begin the first set, but Cam was able to battle back and eventually knotted up at 13. Then the Vi Queens ripped off the final 12 points of the set to win 25-13 in the opener. Stanton grabbed another early lead in the second, used a pair of five-point runs to take control and win the set 25-15. Confidence seemed to fade at that point for the Cougars as they continued to make mistakes throughout the third and final set as Stanton scored the first 12 points and pulled away for a 25-7 win to seal their victory. Taylor Peterson and Jenna Stevens were strong all night at the net for the Vi Queens. Stanton improves to 24-5 on the season, and they'll advance to the 1A Region 4 semifinals against Grandview Christian on Monday. Zoe Baylor led the Cougars with three blocks and a kill on the night as Cam has their season come to a close with a mark of 22-6. In other high school volleyball play last night, the other match in Region 4 was Grandview Christian sweeping Ankeny Christian 3-0. In Region 3, AGWSR beat Peyton Sherdan 3 in a row. In Region 2 in Class 1A, Newell Fonda over Woodbine 3 straight. Logan Magnolia outlasting Glidden Ralston 3-2. Coon Rapids Bayard went 3-2 over Riverside, and St. Albert swept 3 from Fremont Mills. In Region 5 in 1A, Southeast Warren beat East Union 3 in a row. Southwest Valley a 3-1 winner over Lennox. New London beat Moravia 3-0, and Melcher Dallas over Lamoni 3-2. In 2A play last night, in Region 2, Missouri Valley a winner 3-1 over Ridgeview. Lawton Bronson beat Maple Valley 3 in a row. In Region 3, Underwood a 3-game sweep over Tri-Center. Trainer swept 3 from AHSTW. Van Meter swept 3 from Central Decatur, and Nottoway Valley swept 3 from Mount Air. Also in Region 4 and 2A, East Sac County beat IKM Manning 3 in a row. ACGC a 3-game sweep over Earlham. South Hardin beat South Hamilton 3 straight. Woodward Granger over Madrid 3 in a row. And in 3A play last night in Region 2, MLC Floyd Valley over Kemper Catholic 3-0. Humboldt beat Greene County 3 in a row. In Region 4, Red Oak over Clarinda 3 straight. Knoxville beat Centerville 3-0. Atlantic will be sending 3 runners to the state cross-country meet in Fort Dodge next Friday. The Trojans competed at the Winterset State Qualifying Meet site on Wednesday night. Both boys and girls teams finished in 5th place. In the boys' race, Craig Allen Becker finished 4th overall with a time of 16:16, and Zane Berg finished 10th with a time of 16:58. Both advance on to the state meet with their top 15 finishes. Nate Mueller of ADM was the overall champ. Aiden Ramsey of Dallas Center Grimes was the runner-up. Also in the top 15 advancing, Andrew Smith of Glenwood was 6th, Michael Potterbaum of Kemper Catholic 11th, Liam Hayes of Glenwood 13th, and Clayton Stafford of Creston was 14th in that meet. On the girls' side, it was Taylor McCready finishing 4th overall with a time of 19:40. Geneva Timmerman of ADM was the champ, and Cammy Smith of Dallas Center Grimes was the runner-up. In addition to McCready, local runners that will qualify, Braylon Becker of Creston, who is 6th, Paige Davis of Creston, 7th, Emma Hughes of Glenwood, 8th, Lauren Hughes of Glenwood was 9th, Aaron Schultz of Glenwood, 11th, and Riley Weiss of Glenwood was 15th. Glenwood was 2nd, Winterset 3rd in the team competition behind Dallas Center Grimes. Also in a 3A meet at Spencer last night on the boys' side, Quinton Orr of Humboldt was the champ, the only area qualifier individually. Trey Gross of Harlan, he finished in the top 15. He was number 4. North Polk, Lamars, and MOC Floyd Valley were the top 3 teams. In the 3A meet at Spencer on the girls' side last night, Emily Haverdink of MOC Floyd Valley was the champ. Among those in the top 15, 4 Harlan Cyclones. Kaya Beaker was 5th. Brecken Van Bale was 7th, Abby Albertson 11th, and Liv Friend finishing 15th overall. Harlan qualified as a team as well, finishing 2nd. Bishop Heelan Catholic, the champ, Spencer, was 3rd. They also qualify. 4A meet at Council Bluffs last night. On the boys' side, it was Sioux City North, Johnston, and Ankeny Centennial, the top 3 teams. A couple of area runners advancing to the state meet. Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson was 3rd, and Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central 4th. They'll both advance to state. On the girls' side in that 4A meet, Johnston, Ankeny Centennial, and Indianola, the top 3 teams. Kaya Downs of Sioux City East was the individual champ. No runners from the Council Bluffs area advancing out of that meet. Now, the 1A and 2A qualifying meets are set for tonight. In 2A, the rules are the same as they were for the others. There are going to be the top 3 in the teams and the top 15 individuals advancing to state. Area teams will be running at Panora tonight. Clarinda, Mo Valley, Panorama, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Trainer, Underwood, West Central Valley. Among those teams that will be running tonight at Panora. Also later on today, there'll be three different sites where area teams will be running in Class 1A. A little different in 1A, the top two teams and the top 10 individuals will advance. ACGC will host a meet with, they'll be joined by CAM, Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, Griswold, IKM Manning, and Tri-Center among the teams running there. Audubon will also host a meet tonight among the teams in Audubon. Of course, the Wheelers and AHSTW, Boyer Valley, East Mills, Fremont Mills, Logan Magnolia, Riverside, St. Albert, West Harrison, Woodbine, just some of those teams that will be running there. Mount Air also hosting a meet tonight among the teams there. Bedford, Earlham, Lennox, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Sydney, Southwest Valley. Again, those teams running to qualify both as teams and individuals for the state meet. Prior to yesterday's start of the larger schools meets, the Iowa Association of Track Coaches released its final cross-country team rankings of the regular season. On the boys' side, West Des Moines Dowling Catholic is number one, Dubuque Hempstead and Sioux City North the top three. In 4A girls, Valley West Des Moines, Linmar and Johnston round out the top three. In 3A boys, Dallas Center Grimes, Pella and Solon are the top three, with ADM 13th, Glenwood 15th and Atlantic among those to watch. In 3A girls, Ballard, Dallas Center Grimes and Dubuque Waller at the top three, Glenwood is fifth. Harlan 9th, ADM 13th, and Atlantic also listed as a team to watch. In the 2A polls, on the boys' side, Danville, New London, Tipton, and Denver, the top three teams, with Clarinda and Mo Valley among those to watch. 2A girls, Mid Prairie, Williamsburg, and Tipton are the top three. Panorama's number five this week. In 1A boys, Madrid, Earlham, and South Winneshiek the top three. Nottoway Valley is at 11, and is at 10, rather, with ACGC at number 11. In girls 1A, Iowa City, Regina, Pekin, and Hudson the top three. ACGC is 7th, AHSTW 10th, Logan Magnolia 11th, Earlham is 13th, also Nottoway Valley and Tri-Center just missed the top 15 this week. Well, the World Series is tied at a game each after Brandon Lau broke out of a three-week slump. Lau homered twice and had three RBIs as the Rays down the Dodgers 6-4. Game three in that series, as it's tied at a game apiece, is set for Friday night. They'll take today off. Iowa quarterback Spencer Petras says preparation will help him overcome the jitters in his first collegiate start as the Hawkeyes open up on Saturday at Purdue.
I mean, Coach Ferentz puts it well. You know, anyone that has a heartbeat, will have some nerves first game. I kind of take pride in that. You know, as long as I prepare to the best of my ability this week, and I know I have this off season and in camp. When my head hits the pillow Friday night, I'll be able to sleep and have faith in the fact that, we prepare as much as we can, just got to go out and play.
Petras isn't sure what they'll see from the Purdue defense, as it'll be former Hawkeye player Bobby Diaco's first game as Boilermaker defensive coordinator. Senior linebacker Nick Neiman says the defense will use some 5 and 6 defensive back looks against the Purdue passing attack.
They've given us a challenge the last couple of years, winning 2 of the 3 last games. They've thrown the ball really well against us, and obviously that's a point of emphasis, and you just got to beat that by playing great zone and man defense and using good fundamentals, getting reroutes on receivers, all those types of things.
That's a 2:30 kickoff Saturday. We'll have it for you here on the radio, 12:30, the pregame start time. Two of the top running games in the Big 12 collide Saturday when 17th-ranked Iowa State visits number 6 Oklahoma State. The Cyclones have averaged 180 yards on the ground in a 3-1 start, while the Cowboys have posted a league-best 213 yards on the ground in a 3-0 start. Iowa State free safety Lawrence White says sound tackling will be crucial this week.
It's extremely important this week, as it is every week. They have guys that if you miss a tackle, they could break away for big ones. So that's something we work on every day at practice. And that's a big part of our defense is tackling well.
Junior center Colin Newell says despite some injuries, the offensive line continues to make strides.
It's tough when you have guys go down, but when everyone's on the same page and has the same goal, we can trust these guys that are coming in and stepping in to make big-time plays and come in and play really, really hard. And I think that's one thing that we've been able to improve on is the culture of that in our offensive line room. And, these guys are coming in and working really hard. So I think that's a huge part of our success there.
That game also a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday. Iowa State basketball coach Steve Prohm is putting the finishing touches on a 25-game schedule for the upcoming season. The Cyclones announced they'll play at Mississippi State in the SEC Big 12 Challenge coming up on January 30th.
Out of our games that aren't already, challenge-wise, Big East, SEC, the rivalry game, the 18 league games, the other four games, hopefully will be four home bye games.
Cyclones are looking to bounce back from last year's 12-20 record.
But our guys are doing good. I think, you know, we're really trying to get our defensive mindset right now. And so it's, our practice has been physical. They've been good, and excited about their energy right now.
And Prohm says with COVID, every team will need to deal with disruptions this season. Also in college basketball news, Penn State's Pat Chambers has resigned following an internal investigation into allegations of inappropriate conduct by the Nittany Lions basketball coach. The 49-year-old Chambers had been at the school for 9 years, coming off the team's best season under his direction. Penn State Athletic Director Sandy Barber said in a statement that assistant coach Jim Ferry was being elevated to interim coach for the coming season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.